Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Rhymes, Views, and News Talk Radio. I'm your host, UAY Frazier, signing on a bit late, had some technical difficulty on the website, so I apologize to my guests and listeners. I'm on with Mac Williams, an author, screenwriter, and editor, and I'm happy to talk with Mac again in part two of an interview to discuss Mac's edited book, World War II Diary, and also his forthcoming creative projects, including any screenwriting projects that he has. Hi, am I talking with Mac now? Hi, am I speaking with Mac? Hi, am I speaking with Mac?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh my God, Mac, you're going to kill me.
I'm not going to kill you.
Okay, how are you doing, Mac?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Good. So I thought that we could jump right in and discuss. You mentioned that you're doing, you're getting into screenwriting in addition to promoting World War II Diary. So I just hope that you could just share whatever it is you want to share about your current creative work and where we can follow you.
Well, thank you again for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here. I did mention that I'm doing some screenwriting. I've worked with a friend of mine on a number of projects. His name is Kenya Cagle. He's actually one of the most prolific independent film directors out there now. We've done a number of projects. We've done a number of projects together so far. Three films, actually, that I was the screenwriter of. One was called Rich from Within. One was called Your Roommate, and Your Roommate was actually the winner of the Best Feature Film Award at the Philo Film Festival in Philadelphia a couple of years ago.
Wonderful.
And our third one was called For Old Time's Sake, and For Old Time's Sake also was an award winner at the Philo Film Festival.
Mac, real quick at this interim, can you give your website or where we can find much information about this project you're mentioning?
Well, if you go to facebook.com/WWII, as in World War II Diary, you'll get a lot of information about the book and, you know, the forthcoming offshoot projects from that, one of which being my screenplay, which will be completed very soon. And upon its completion, I expect to be in discussion with a number of people in the movie business about taking that to the silver screen.
Wonderful. I congratulate you for that. And
a number of people.
And does that also...
I was going to say a number of people who have read World War II Diary have, you know, reached out to me and said, you know, this should be a film. And, you know, taking their advice, we are moving in that direction.
Okay, so once again, in World War II Diary, is the book edited, that you edited and written from the account of your mother, and what is her name again?
My mother's name is Winnie Artis Williams.
Winnie Artis Williams. And then can people find that book, World War II Diary, on Amazon.com, Max?
They can find it on Amazon.com as well as probably any of the online sites that people, you know, might shop for books at. But you can definitely find it on Amazon. If you put in World War II Diary, it's literally one of the first that come up on the first page of searches.
Wonderful.
And since the publication of World War II Diary, I have actually completed and published my children's book, which is called Jackie Robinson and the Negro Leagues. You can also find that on Amazon as well as, you know, the same other retailers. And
okay.
It is,
and is that a picture book or more of a chapter book for older readers? Tell me about that book.
It's a picture book, not so much for older readers, although the information is literally good for anybody. You know, I've done a number of presentations to first grade groups, and they are, you know, extremely, you know, into it.
And tell me the name of that book again. I'm tweeting it out, Mac.
Thank you. The name is Jackie Robinson and the Negro Leagues. And it is available again on, you know, Amazon and, you know, the other online sites. And its Facebook page is facebook.com/Jackie Negro.
Facebook.com, Jackie Negro Leagues.
Jackie Negro Leagues is correct.
Negro League or Leagues with an S?
Leagues with an S.
Awesome.
And in it, I start with talking about some familiar names now, and I move on to say that you know, a relatively short time ago, the exploits of some of these people, such as, you know, Derek Jeter, the Williams sisters, you know, Michael Jordan, those are people that I referenced, people that are current or, you know, recently current. You know, not too long ago, it would not have been possible for these people to have done what they did. And, you know, I get into that and get into the reason why there had to be a Jackie Robinson. Sometimes we see things and we don't, especially if we see these clips on television, for instance, that are in black and white, we think that it happened like a million years ago, when in fact it really was not all that long ago. There are many people alive now who remember the career of Jackie Robinson, who were around when he started out in the major leagues, that is.
Right.
So it was not that long ago, and we need to be appraised of history. You know, when you study history to try not to make these same mistakes that we have made in the past.
Right.
And as you can see from, you know, the events of the previous week or so.
Exactly.
Some of us have not learned from the history. And even though I believe we have made great progress from the era that my mother wrote about in World War II Diary. That being said, we still have a lot of road to travel. You know,
That's true.
You know, we see the exploits of Dylann Roof, and the horrific thing that he did. And you know, we see that although progress has been made, there is more progress to be made.
To be made, exactly.
And interestingly enough, as you know, I wrote about Jackie Robinson, I think a lot of the progress that was made in previous years could be attributed, you know, in part to people like him. In fact, Martin Luther King was known to say, you know, you speaking to some of the Negro ball players, he said, "You'll never know how much easier my job was made by what you did on the ball field."
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Meaning that.
And how?
I was going to say, meaning that.
Go ahead.
Their exploits on the ball field led people to think, well, you know, if this Negro can play for the Dodgers, maybe it wouldn't be so bad for this other one to work at this job. And so there is probably a direct continuum from Jackie Robinson to Barack Obama.
That's interesting. And do you find that, okay, you wrote the book and it's mainly for children. What is the age group that the book is for?
I guess, you know, maybe first through third grade.
Okay.
I say that because once you get into grades that are higher, you know, a lot of them have to, if they were going to do a book report, for instance, they would have to have a chapter book. This is not a chapter book. But with that being said, the information is beneficial to anyone.
Mm-hmm. And are you self-published, or is this a different publisher? How do you go about publishing in promoting your works?
Well, both World War II Diary and Jackie Robinson and the Negro Leagues are self-published.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, I had started working on the Jackie Robinson book years ago. And, you know, back then when I was starting, the economics of doing like a full-color illustrated book on a self-published basis was crazy. But with technology and all, the economics of that have changed. And so that was in part why I had not released the book previously.
Okay. That makes sense.
But all things in time, because, you know, what as weeks and years passed, I got more ideas. And so the book that came out at the early part of this year is a better book than it would have been had it been 5 years ago.
I see. And that's due to your research or because you knew more about publishing?
Well, it's due not so much to research, but thinking about the project and thinking, well, this should include this. This should include that. For instance, when I was first beginning the project, it only spoke about the Negro players.
Okay.
But, you know, as I moved forward, I, you know, also touched on Latino players. And you know, players from Japan. Now, if you look at Major League Baseball now, it's like the United Nations now.
Exactly.
And you know, that too probably is a byproduct of, you know, the exploits of Jackie Robinson and the other black pioneers.
Yeah. Well,
so,
Matt,
you know,
we have.
So, you know, I'll to use a phrase of scripture, all things work together for good.
For good.
So,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But I, okay, so unfortunately the tape has run out on our interview. But what I'd like to do is send you, I want to do a blog interview with you, and everything we talked about, I'll just send you some questions and you can, in your convenience, fill them out, and I'll post them to my blog on Rhymes, Views, and News Talk Radio. It's a blogger blog, a Blogspot blog.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, Matt, thank you so much, and I hope you won't hold this against me. We'll get it. We'll keep doing it till we get it right. So, you know, you can always call me if you have a project. If not a radio interview, we can do blog interview. I certainly did tweet out your book, and you know, I'm hoping to keep hearing, you know, from everything that you're doing.
Well, you certainly will, and you know, I thank you again for having me on, and I look forward to us, you know, reaching out in this manner again, and I'm honored to be on your show. For those
that's
of you,
sweet.
Who,
thank you
who may not, I was going to say, for those of you who are listening who don't know, you know, I'm on a broadcast with an outstanding writer.
Oh, that's very
and
nice
if,
of you,
if
man.
If you don't know, now you know.
That's very sweet. Okay, Mac, I appreciate it. So we'll be in touch, and I'll send you an email.
Okay.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.